WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A 50th anniversary edition of Thomas Merton's renowned spiritual autobiography, The Seven Story Mountain, has just been published. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has this re-examination.
In the same week that the anniversary edition of Thomas Merton's The Seven Story Mountain arrived in the mail, I also received a new book called Games for the Soul, 40 Playful Ways to Find Fun and Fulfillment in a Stressful World. There you have it, two book titles that attest to the radical transformation in popular American spirituality that's taken place over the 50 years since Merton first published his autobiography. Merton's Dante-esque title suggests effort, the fearsome fight of a soul to pull itself up and away from the inferno. In contrast, Games for the Soul assures us that the path to spiritual growth does not have to involve discipline, sacrifice, and long hours of meditation. In fact, it can be a fun and creative process. Merton would not have played well on Oprah, where every weekday, New Age swamis preach self-love. Merton is more Jonathan Edwards than Marianne Williamson. For me, rereading The Seven Story Mountain after decades of exposure to cuddly Christianity was to re-enter a pre-Vatican II world that's now so alien it might as well be medieval. The no-excuses Catholicism that Merton arduously converts to in The Seven Story Mountain dictates that if you want to make it to heaven, you have to do it the old-fashioned way. You have to earn it. When The Seven Story Mountain first appeared in October of 1948, it was hailed as a modern-day version of St. Augustine's Confessions. The 20-something Merton, who had become a Trappist monk a few years before he wrote the book, tells the story of his birth in France to two progressive artists and of his subsequent childhood in Europe and America, where Hollywood movies, he sourly recalls, became the family religion. As a dissolute young man, Merton was expelled from Oxford and wound up in New York at Columbia University, where he became part of an elite literary circle around Mark Van Doren. Throughout these years, Merton tells us he felt the obscure need for faith. While at Columbia, he converted to Catholicism and then decided to go whole hog and become a priest. There's a deadpan funny passage here where Merton describes walking with his girlfriend around Riverside Drive as he's obsessively reading seminary brochures. Towards the end of his very long struggle, Merton attains a separate peace when he's accepted into the monastery of Our Lady of Gethsemane in Kentucky. The thing that's most striking about The Seven Story Mountain is its author's tone. Merton is not a warm guy. He's intellectually arrogant and scornful of society and of his readers, whom he addresses as, "You who are now what I once was, unbelievers." His conversion wasn't easy, and he doesn't make the process of reading about it a snap either. You have to plow through thick passages of theology if you're going to make it to the promised land with him. But Merton always takes more than he dishes out. He contemptuously calls his earlier self stupid, dry, full of dust and rubbish. A new introduction for this edition, written by Robert Giroux, Merton's editor and friend, illuminates one of the reasons for Merton's self-loathing. As an undergraduate at Oxford, he'd fathered an out-of-wedlock child. Unlike the reformed rake St. Augustine, however, Merton had to contend with the Trappist censors, who ordered him to keep the sexy bits out of his manuscript. Critics say that The Seven Story Mountain became an instant classic in 1948 because a world hardened by war welcomed its stern message of salvation. I don't know how Merton's tough love autobiography will strike today's readership, anxiously tottering on the edge of the next millennium. Personally, when I free fall into the cosmic unknown, I'd rather be clinging to the rough monk's robes of Merton the Militant than to the flimsy gossamer wings of those wimps untouched by an angel.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed the 50th anniversary edition of Thomas Merton's autobiography, The Seven Story Mountain.